Here's why I thought of Chris Dim's brother, not the one from Maine, but the one who is the successful attorney. Mm. One time, years ago, Chris Dim's brother was running, I think it was a half marathon.
The Richmond half marathon.
And he followed the wrong sign, and he's about 16 miles into it and realizes, I'm doing the full marathon. And he just did it.
And just went with the pack and finished.
Which is shocking.
He just finished it. He's like, I was going to do the half. All right, I'll do the whole.
Well, I'm here.
I'm on the wrong street. I'll go ahead and do the whole. There is a Brazilian man who went viral, Isaac dos Santos Pino, because he ran an 8K race, which is about 5 miles, hungover. He's homeless. And he woke up and they were starting the race. He's like,
hungover and homeless? Did he mean to enter this race?
No. People were running by. He was sleeping at the start line wearing flip-flops in Brazil. They were starting the 8K. He's like, all right, I'll do it. And he ran it. And he said, I'd been very inebriated the night before. So when everybody started cheering him on, he's in flip-flops. And he ran an 8K, which is a 5-mile race.
My Lord.
Since then, activists, this happened in mid-July, have gotten him off the streets. Like that notoriety got him a GoFundMe, and people started raising money for him. And they got him into a local shelter, and now they're trying to build a home for him and turn his life around. Get him off the streets, get him off drinking. He was hungover and in flip-flops and ran an 8K. More impressive than Chris Dim's brother or less impressive? Pretty close, both of them.
Yeah. I mean, the flip-flops alone.
Right there, yeah.
Staggering.
But I will tell you, just the fact that he saw that he was running the wrong, marathon and said, I can do the whole on a whim, probably would upset so many marathon runners who've trained and trained and trained.
Ooh, yeah. You're probably right.
But to just be in that kind of shape where it's like, well, I'm here.
I'll just do it.
Yeah, nobody just goes, I'm just going to run a marathon.
God, I know.
Yeah, no one.
You ran a marathon, Chris Kelly. Many people don't know that.
I did.
And you trained and trained. Imagine if you finished after all your training, and the guy standing next to you was like, I was only supposed to run the half.
I know. The bad part.
Would you have ripped his bib off?
Oh, yeah. I would have ripped that bib. Those little safety pins.
Little peeny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. His brother.
Disgrace us all, brother.
And Chris Dim's brother ran, and his time was way better than my time.
Of course.
And I had trained for it for months in the freezing cold and went all around. Mm-hmm. Left my goo on behind bushes and
mailboxes.
Oh, that's mailboxes.
Right. Where was the goo for your thighs?
No.
And that's not jism. That's not semen, if you're just joining us. It's a runner's nutrient pack.
How dare you think? You thought I was rubbing.
I thought you were smearing goo on your thighs.
For the chafing.
Yeah.
No.
That's something else.
You do smear Vaseline on your thighs for the chafing. I had a product for my nipples because they bled. I had a product for my inner thighs because they chafed. But goo
is food.
Is food. It's a runner's goo. And about every 10 miles, you have a goo packet so that it gives you more energy. It was it's like this. They had different flavors. I learned all about that. It's I like chocolate. Chocolate goo.
I'm a goo man.
G-U is what.
Oh, that's right.
Goo.
That's
I see it here. I searched runner's goo, and it just mean, did you mean G-U? Because I gave it the classic spelling.
Well, you would. The runner's goo. I would go and buy it, and it's like a little packet, and you just suck it for dear life and then keep going. I don't think it ever did anything for me, but I like the taste of it. It's supposed to give you like
you probably
catering.
Do need a little sugars as you go along, right?
I suppose. That's why they bill it. It's like sugar and salt.
Yeah, it's called goo energy gel.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's right. And they have many different flavors.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at like a 24-pack of mixed flavors.
Yeah,
but it's only supposed to be for people who are truly doing endurance work.
It's marathon runners. Yeah. Half.
Like long-distance cyclists.
Exactly.
They have those gel packs, too.
Exactly.
You haven't broken out this on the pickleball court and said...
goo?
Between, I don't know if you have sets or matches or what.
Said, matches.
Let me go ahead and get some goo in me.
Goo up. No.
I'm going to go goo up over there in the corner.
The pickle goo. No, but we do use those powders to pour into our waters, like an energy powder, I forget what that's called, but they sell them all over the place.
It says goo is made up of fast-acting carbohydrates.
Yeah.
It's got electrolytes.
It does. Says that, too. Electrolyte replacement.
When I was in New York, one of the women that went with us, our colleague here, Josie, she wore a backpack all day with water in it and so whatnot. It was for a runner, but she held her stuff in it while she was walking the streets of New York City. Now, I got away from her as soon as I possibly could, so I didn't. But
she texted me. She goes, "He's disappeared. He's been gone for like 5 hours. Should we be worried?" I'm like, "I wouldn't." He literally got off the bus and ran.
We're in Times Square. He's in Brooklyn.
I was. Yeah. I was in Brooklyn.
It was almost like he was running from me. He was.
No. Not you.
You know how I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have hidden goo all over Brooklyn. And yeah. I was walking
in the five boroughs.
Yeah, the five boroughs. My Bronx goo, my Queens goo. Well, she had a backpack on. I thought this was ingenious. The things they think of. At the top of the backpack, you snap it shut over your breastbone, you know, right there. Well, it also that snap where you snap it doubles as a rape whistle. So she could put it in her, like, as soon as an attacker would come up, she showed me in the airport, she blew it. John C. Reilly froze. He had just walked by. But seriously, it was a like right at your neckline. And I thought, golly, Rube in the city. Did you? I had no idea. I mean, it looks like nothing but a snap. It looks like where it snaps shut, but you can blow the whistle. It was hollowed so you could make a whistle sound.
I hate to say this, but in a city like New York, would anyone even turn to look at where that came from?
Whistle?
Maybe not.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're in a smaller city or something, sure. But, I mean, New York is bustling all day and night.
Funny you say that. I was walking by myself. And I cut over like on one street. It was a little, I don't even know if it was a sketchy area, but it felt a little sketchy, you know. And, you know, two blocks ahead of me, I saw a ton of people, but there were only four or five people around me. And I thought, if a guy pulled a gun on me right here and said, "Give me everything you've got, give me your wallet, your key, all of it, you know, your phone," I would just do it. I mean, what would be done? Would anybody come to help me? No. I think the answer is no. Mm-hmm. You just say, okay, and hand it over.
That's all you got, man?
That's New York for you. That's New York.
That's all you got? What is goo? What the hell, this guy got goo in his pocket?